Now the Gemara says, Gufa, what we just say, Omar Rava says, Avud Delayla Loi Shemei Avuda, if you lost your carbon at night time, that's not called an Avuda. Rashi says, Nahavi Minuris, you find it right away by Lissa Shachar. So Mos Aliba the man, who does Rava say this? Ilayim Aliba the Rabban, according to Rabban and Shita, Rashi, that they say, Avudu B'shas HaFrosh HaGleima, B'shosh HaDayin, Chavret HaShir, Pashtachtem HaFresh, Tadur Medesh, Ein Chattas Meise, Elo, Shnius Nachat, Tadur Rabbanin. According to Ilayim, the Rabbanin say, a Chattas is Meise only if you find the first one after you brought the second one. But any time you find the first one before you bring the second one, it's not Lamisa. If so, my ear, what are you going to tell me? Because it's Avudu Delilah, it's not called Avudu. Avudu avud diyam, even if you lost them at daytime, also nami. The yami rabbanon say avud b'shas afrosha roya. Anytime it was lost, just the fact you set aside a second carbon, but you didn't bring it yet, that means nothing. When you find the first one, it's still roya. You don't have to let it die. The rabbanon hold only if you find the first one after you brought the second carbon, then the first one goes lamisa. So according to rabbanon, you don't have to tell me avud the lila loy shmei avuda, even if it was lost by daytime. As long as you didn't bring the second carbon, it's not lamisa. V'yela, who is Rabbi going like? V'yela, leave it to be going according to Rebbe Shita. The Rebbe says, no, anytime you lost the first chattis, and you set aside a second one, so the first one is lamisa azlo. So therefore, Rabbi is saying in Kiddush, that you only lost it by night time, that's not called an avud, it doesn't have to go lamisa. So Mora says, Ad kan lo kama Rebbe yela aveda de yoyim. When does Rebbe say if it was lost and you find it late? It goes lemisa if it was lost by daytime. Avla veda delayla, when it was lost at nighttime, afilu Rebbe moida. Even Rebbe agrees you don't have to let it die. Tilareya ozla. So that was Rebbe's chiddush. That according to Rebbe, if you lost your first chattis by night and you set aside a second one, but you found the first one before the next morning, so it was never fit to bring the second one for a carbon, then the first one is not lamisa, but rather it's only luria, let it pasture in the fields, so it becomes a bamum. I'll tell you what, that Rav is going according to the Rabbanan Shita, and they hold that if you lose your first chattis, and you find it before you bring the second one, it's not lamisa. For Hocha v'mayas, we're talking about over here, v'ovdo v'shas kapora, in a chanami, that you lost it, and they brought the second carbon already. So it's like this. Ad kan lo kamir rabbanon of the bishaska parameso. When the rabbanon say, by the time you find the first one, you brought the second carbon, that the first one goes lemisa. Elahecha the ikar avedosa b'yayim. When you first lost it at daytime, that's called the real loss. So then if you find that after your mechapa with the second one, it goes lemisa. Avalhecha the ikar avedosa b'layla. But that's Rav's chiddush. But if you first lost your carbon at night time, so loy, you go bust at the time when you lost it. You lost it at night time, it's not fit for carbon anyway then, so that aved is not so bad. So then even the rabbanu would agree, that even though you find that after you mechap with the second one, it still would not be lemisa. Omer Abaye, Abaye says like this, Naktina, we hold the locher is aveda, only if you lost your first chattis, and then you mechap of the second one, then when you find the first one, it goes lemisa. But v'loy genuva, not if the first one was stolen from you. Another dig is avedon if you lost it. V'loy gezula, not if it was stolen. Genuva is what midas, the guy sees you, and gzela is by night time. So it was hechidam yavedas. If so, what's called the case of aveda that takes lemisazla? Omer Rabbeishia, afilu achas bedroy. Even if you lost one, it got mixed up into your corral. So you know it's there. You just don't know which one it is. That's called the got lost. Even if this one chattis got mixed up with another behemoth chulin, and you don't know who's who, that's also called avda. The meister, you don't know where the chattis is. You have to set aside a second one, so therefore the first one will be lemisa. For a b'yechon number like this, achurei hadelis, even if you just lost it behind the door, means you can't see it right now. Even though if you get there, maybe you'll find it, but since right now you don't know where it is, that's also called lost. Yeah. He brought up a question like this. Hechikam, what does it mean to say? Achuri Adelis, who deleka to kachazilek, because nobody can see it, that's called lost. Aval Avroy, but if it's inside, the ikud the chote, some could see it, loy, it's not called lehevavud, it's not called avud, it's not called lost. Or do maybe, achuri Adelis, in the back of the door, the mahad, the rape chazilek, heavy avud, if you would turn your head around there and look there, you would see it. Still, now that you're not turning your head, it's called an avuda. The koshchein avroi, for sure, if it's inside, look closely, you can't see it. It's avroi, if it's outside, for sure you can't see it. So maybe that's called avuda. So take it, that's a good shayla. According to this svara, what exactly is called the behemoth was avuda lost from you. Omra pop, what was it like this? Garmina, we learned, avuda mimenu, this halacha is only if it's lost from you, but v'leime roya. Unless it was lost from you, you don't know where it is. But your shepherd knows where it is. Apshita lehavi avud, that's not called lost. Since somebody knows where it is, that's not called lost the korban. The koshchein for sure the other way. Where avud meroyah, just the shepherd lost it. But lehavi avud meroyah is not lost from you. If you know where it is, that's not called an avud. What's going to be avud meroyah? You lost it, and your shepherd also doesn't know where it is. But v'yechad b'seifel makibor. But somebody else in the world knows where it is, just you don't know where it is. Is that called the chatish avda or not? So take it, that's a good shayla. Boyer Papa is another shayla. What's going to be avuda v'kais? Let's say where you have your korban and you shecht it, you made a kabbalah sadam. Just you mekabel the dam in three or four different kaises. And now you lost one of the kaises. So what's the loch? Avuda v'kais. You lost, let's say, one of the kaises. So she says, "Avuda b'shor shedam chaverta b'kais." You already made a kabbalah sadam in three or four different kaises. Shavda v'ifresh acheres. You set aside a second one for shochta the kibbul dama. Well, boy, the dam b'kais nimtazu. When the dam is still in the cup, you find the first one. So like this, you lost your first chatis, and you brought a second one, and you made a shchita, and you have the dam in the cup, but just you didn't make this riki yet. So is that called kaitam kapur, and then you find the first one? Is that called kaitam kapur, it's not lamisa? Or is it called after kapur, it's called lamisa? Mao. So libu the man. Yileim alibu the rebbe, so pshitas lamisa. He says, avud v'shasa frasha mesa. As long as you lost the first one, and then you set aside a second one, even though you find the first one before you brought the second one, it's also lamisa. So pshitas lamisa here. Elo the shayla was kikim imboyle alibu the rabbanon. Yishal is only according to the rabbanon. And they said the din is, when is it lamisa ozlo? Only if you find it after kapara. So mi amrina, do I say that kiyami rabbanon b'shasa frasha roya, when the rabbanon said the second one is not brought yet? So the first one you can still use, let it pass until it becomes a bamum and sell it. That's kaitim shekibul dam of a kais. Only before you made a kabbalah sadam for the second one. Avol hocha, but over here, where you made a kabbalah sadam, you have the dam in the kais already. Could be sfirla, maybe the rabbanon holds that koloimid lizra kazorik dami. Since the dam is in the kais already, and it's oimid to be making this rika, it's still like you made this rika already. Or dilma, maybe no. Kamad lo yizdarik dam kiyob de b'shasa frosha dami. That kozman you did not make this rikas adam. That's still like it was lost b'shasa frosha. That's the shaylo. For ray and all you have to do is just let it pasture in the fields. So that's the shaylo. This dam right now to be considered like his rika was done already, and then tak would be lamisa, or maybe no lamitzias the ma'isa's rika wasn't done yet, so still called kaitum kaporum. It would only be the raya to let it come about mum. Rika the army sounds like this. The early rule of the shalom would be a leave of the Rebbe according to Rebbe. The kikum in boile, I Rebbe says if you find it after you mafrit your second one, it's already lemisazla. So how could he ask the shalom according to Rebbe? All right, turn over, continue on the other side. But Yishayla, so where it says yes. Again, he could the army leilam leave of the Rebbe. Kikum in boile could go in shekibul dama b'shtei kaisis. They were talking about one korban chatis, not two, but just one. And you makabel the dam in two different cups. V'yovad echemem, now you lost one cup. The question is, later you find it, can you use it for zrika or not? So that's the shayla. And v'aliba the mandiyom, according to mandiyom that says in Gemara Zvachim, that kois oisa chaver adichoi, the case where you makabel dam in four different kaises, and you made this zrika from one kais. That makes dichu the other kaises are not fit to be used anymore. Loiti bolach, then I have no shayla. Of course, if you lose one, so that becomes lost. You can't use it anymore. So kiti bolach, where is my shayla though? Alibi demand yom a kais says chaver shirayim. That one kais only makes the other one shirayim leftovers, but not dichu.
Hani miluwanda was say shiraim can still use it. Hechad yisnel tavai when both cups are still here. The chol hechad the boy yizork anyone you want you can use for zvika. Avlocha but over here holeka you lost it since it's avudim emenu so it's possible you can't use it anymore. Or the maybe leishnu there's no difference taiku. That's the shal the Rebbe part. That's the shal according to Rebbe. Now the Mishnah says, Hamah for Shchatas for Yovdo. You said I saw the Korban Chatas and you lost it. Fifth for Shacharas Tachrin. You said I saw the second one instead of it. Piachakach Nimtzes Rishon. And then you found the first one. Slochrus Thomas, you have to let it die. That's called Chatish Chippu Baleo Eslamisa. What's going to be Hamah for Shmoy Sechatos? You said I saw the money for the Chatas. For Yovdo, you lost the money. Fifth for Shachatas and Techteim. You said I saw the Korban Chatas instead of the money. Piachakach then Nimtzes and Moshe find the first money. So again, you lichem Yom HaMelech. You have to throw away the money to the Yom HaMelech. You lose your money. V'ifr shchatas tachrim, you set aside another one, v'achkach nimsa, then you find the money. So l'achur is yolichim l'yav HaMelech. That's what like Rabbi Shita, that even though you didn't bring the second one yet, as long as you set it aside, so the first one goes l'misa. And where there's money involved, you have to throw the money away to Yom HaMelech. What's going to be ha-mafrish shmoyas l'chatis? Set aside money to buy a korban chatis. For Yavdu, you lost the money. V'ifr shmoyas l'chatis, you set aside the second time money. Instead of the first money, so his piglika chatish, you didn't get around to buy a korban chatis mehem. Not shenim to sarishinos, though you found the first patch of money. So lochur is put the two monies together. Yovim meilu meilu, buy like one big chatis from both monies. But meilu meilu chatis, for yashar the leftover money is nipul nadava. Like it's not called you brought one and the other one is chatish ofdo, because here you bought the money from both. You bought the chatis from both. The leftover money goes to nadava. You set aside money for korban chatis. For Yovdi, you lose the money. For shchatis, the thing, you set aside another chatis instead of it. Like his pick, like we didn't get around to the mark of the korban. So you found the first money for a chatis balmum, and now the second chatis becomes a balmum. So locher is timocher, sell it. For Yovdi, melu melu chatis. The best answer is now with both monies together, bring a korban chatis. And again, therefore, vashat leftover money will be yiplin and dover. What's going to be a man for shchatis for Yovdo? You set aside a chatis and you lost it. You set aside money instead of it. Because you didn't get around to buy the korban chatis, so you found your first chatis. And it's also balmum, the first one. So you have the second money, and the first one's a balmum. So the answer is timoches, sell the first one. For Yovdo, mele mele chatis, bring the chatis from both monies together. And then he left over, v'shah yipum nadova. Another case is Hamah for Shchatos, you said I saw the korban chatis. V'yovdi, you lost it. V'yifr Shacharas Tachtem, you said I saw the second one instead of the first one. Lo Yispek Lagriv, you didn't get around to bring the second one yet. Achinimtzes Rishon, you found the first one. For Reshteyim Balas Mum, both of them are Bal Mum. So again, the same Eitzah. Yimochru, sell both of them. And V'yovdi, bring Me'elu Me'elu from both money together chatis. And V'ashay Yitl Nadav, any leftover money, bring for korban for Nadav. Now, Hamah for Shchatos, you said I saw the chatis. V'yovdi, you lost it. V'yifr shacharas tachtei, instead of the second one, instead of the first one. Lo yispek lagriv, you didn't get around to be makar of the second one, achinimtzes rishon, till you found the first one. Or else, ho yushteim temimim. Now both of them is a tam, so lochur is echad mehem, not either, but that's the loch. In the case where both of them are temimim, so you have both of them here, and you didn't bring anyone yet, so what's the loch? Here's the machlekes. That achas miyem tikar of chatis, one of them could be brought for korban chatis. For Ashniya Thomas, the second one, is Mesa. Divi Rebbe, that's Rebbe Shita. Because even though you found the first one before you brought the second one, so what? That's Rebbe Shita, that since by the time you found the first one, you already set aside a second one, both of them cannot be brought. Only one can be brought, the second one is Lamisa. The Chum say no, ain't the Chatas Mesa. When do we say that you have to kill it? Only if you lost your first korban and you set aside a second one and you brought it, the bottom of that's kapara. Now when you find the first one, that's when it goes lamisa. But if you find it before you mechaper, that's a chum shita, it's not lamisa azlo. And the same thing, you don't have to throw away your money to the Yama Melech, but it's chatis. Only if you found the first one you set aside after you already brought the korban. But if you didn't bring the korban yet, the first money can still be used. Hamafrish chatis v'rei balasmum. You set aside the chatis and became to be a balmum. So Marco, you could sell it to Yovi b'demecheras and bring another one with it. If you brought the second one, ashto nishkato, before you shechted the first one,
Thomas that they have to die then, Shekva Kipro Bailam, because already it has a Kapora, the Bailam already brought the carbon.
So again, since last Machlokes, the mission was in the case of Hamafresh Chatosai, somebody's, and then Varehi Balas Mum, then it becomes a Balmum. So first you Hamafresh it, and then after you Hamafresh it, became a Balmum, and now becomes possible like Rovo. So Allah here at the Machlokes, the Tanakhama says what? Moichri could sell it right away, Vyovod of Emea Acheris. That's a Tanakhama. You could sell it, and once you sell it to somebody else, then even though the Bailam has a Kapur with a different Chatis, but once you already sold it, it became chulin, it's not called chatesh, you don't have to kill it anymore. However, Rav Lezer B'Shimon holds no. Rav Lezer B'Shimon Eman says that in Korva Shnia, once the Bailam brings the second korban chates, Ashla Nishchato Rishon, if the first one was not kishe, you didn't make a shchit on the first one yet, even though you already sold the first one, it came out lechulin, still Thomas, that's a Shimon Chita, that's still called like a chatesh in Eschapro Beleho, Shekva Kipru HaBailam. Because the Bailam have a Kapora now with the second Chatis, and therefore the first payment, since it was his Chatis, has a Locha Chal on it, right? Though it has to be Thomas. So even though already had a Balmum, and you appointed already, came out Lechulin, but as long as you didn't Shecht it yet, it's still called the Chatis, Shekipu Baleo, it would still have its din, Lemisa Ozla. Now the Gemara says, Taimo, Tehikra Vacheres Tachteo. Mashmah, the Gemara had the gears in the Mishnah when it says Hamafresh at the beginning of the Mishnah that said Hamafresh Chatis V'Yovda. The Mashmah gears was V'Hikra V'Acheres Tachta. You brought a second one instead of the first one, and then you find the first one. Said Alochur is Thomas. So Diik is Taimo the Hikra V'Acheres because you brought the second one already. Tachta. Holo Hikra V'Acheres Tachta. If you didn't bring the second one instead of the first one, then Roy. Then the din is even though you found the first one after you Hamafresh the second one. Still, the first one is not the Misos, less only the Roya. His man, who does the race of the Mishnah go like? Rabbonani, the Amri, they say, Avudu b'shas afrosh Roya, that if you lost your first Chattis and you set aside a second one, and now you found the first one before you brought the second one, the first one is only the Roya. If you aren't this pasture, until it becomes a Balmum, you don't have to be the Miso. It was so aim to say, what to say for the Mishnah say? Hamafrish mois lechattis v'yovdo, vifrish achem tachdehim. It says, Yovah Melu Mielu, you bring from both of them, now both monies put together. For Yashar, the leftover money, you have to buy one Chatis, Yiplud Nadova. Now, time, what's the reason why it goes the Nadova, not Lemisa? Because Meelu Meelu. Because you spent money from both packages, you spent the money from both. Hohevi Miachas, Memashba, you only bring from one bundle of money, you buy a Chatis. Mashba then Hashani, the second bundle, would be Yolichul Yama Melech. Even though they're both Kayim, before the Kapora. The Chur also in the Rebbe, the Sefer goes according to Rebbe. The Yom of the Rebbe holds, Avud Yibishas Afrosha. If Bishas, you lost the first one, then you went and set aside a second one, so even though you find the first one now, before you brought the second one, still the first one is Lemisa's law. And so it comes out, Reish Rabbanim, Sefer Rebbe, how's that going to work? So it was Honich, this big old Rav Huna, Kont Rav Huna, the Yom Rav Huna, Rav Huna, says, I'm a Rav, that I killed Moedim, Shemosh Echachas, V'Grivu Shashni Yemesa. Yeah, all right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next tape. Here, home by the Gemara, you have Chav Beis and Beis. You're right after the Mishnah. And the Mishnah said these Chedushim about the Mafresh Shechatis, and then you lose it. So that's one of the Lachol Moshe Messina, the what, that if you're Mitzchaper with the second one, and then you find the first one, so it goes to Lemisa. So then the Mishnah said, what's the Machlokes Rebbe and the Chachamim? That Rebbe was the one that said that even if you find the first one before you brought the second one, it also goes Lemisa. The Chumash said, no, the Chumash said it's only Mesa if you find the first one after you brought the second one. But the Chumash Shita was if you lost the first Chattis, and then you set aside a second one, and then you find the first one before you brought the second one, so Chumash said, then it's not Lemisa. Then you could just wait, use one, and the other one, you sell it, and with the money, you bring another carbon. So more stuff like this. Taimo, the Deeg and the Rashi of the Mishnah was like this. Taimo, Tehikriv Acheres Tachteo. As this Gerus in the Mishnah was, Hamafresh Chattis V'Yovda V'Hikriv Acheres. That you set aside one Korban Chattis, and you lost it. And then you brought a second one, and then you found the first one. So then it goes Lemisa. So who that's like a Chom Shita. So the Gemara says, Taimo, Tehikriv Acheres Tachteo. Holo Hikriv Acheres Tachteo. But if you would have found the first one before you brought a second one, then Roya. then both of them, you just have to bring one of them, and the other one is royal to pasture until it comes to Baal Mum and you can sell it. Is so many. Who does the Reish of the Mishnah go like? Because that's the Rabbanan Shita. The Amri that they say, Avu de Bishas HaFrosha Royam. That if it was lost, and then you find it, while you made HaFrosha, but you did not bring the second one yet, then it's Royah. You don't have to let it go to Misa. So it comes out the Reish of the Mishnah goes according to Chachamim. And so the Gemara says, Eimah Seif was a Seifah, say, Eimah Seifah, that HaMafrish Moyes Lechatis, somebody sets aside money for Korban Chatis. The Yovda, when he lost the money, they set aside other money instead of the first ones. So that the locker is now that you have, and then you find the first one, so you have both monies. So din is, the answer is, when you want to buy your chattis now, spend some money from both packs of money. So therefore, neither of them is like leftover, and therefore, if I share the leftover money, you put in the dover, the leftover money, you put into the dover to buy a carbon zebra of oil. But the deek is time me'elu only because when you bought this first korban, you spent some money from both packs of money. But if you would only use one pack of money, and then hasheni the second pack and echnami would have been yulichli yamamelech, we'd have to throw it to the yamamelech. Why? Because since lemaisi you lost your first pack of money, then you set aside a second one. So chur osan that goes l'rebbe according to Rebbe Shita. The yom that Rebbe says. That if you set aside either money or the korban for chatis and you lose it, and then you set aside a second one, so automatically now when you find the first one, it goes lemisa even before you brought the second one. So it comes out modna that reisha rabbonin for sefer Rebbe. So this is modna to say right away in the Mishnah the reisha goes al chumshit instead it goes according to Rebbe. So most is like this. Honicha, this would be good. You could answer the Mishnah. Honicha l'Rav Huna. According to Rav Huna, become out good. The Yom Rav Huna says like this. The Yom Rav Huna, Marav.